Good morning. My name is Arturo, and this is the Morning Meditation Podcast. Today's meditation is called Miracles in the Body, about the things that happen inside of our bodies that we don't even think about. I don't know if you've thought about the fact that your body regulates itself, remakes itself, and grows in an amazing way. That the cells inside of our bodies are made up of these amazing things. They're like little factories. And if you study it, the more you study it, the more you look at it, the more miraculous it seems. I don't believe that science has disproved God. I think that it's proved God. And there's tons of scripture that is correct in the way that it's written, in the things that it says about us and about our bodies. In fact, Jeremiah said, "You knit me together in my mother's womb." And if you look at DNA, the way that it goes together, the way that it is replicated and made, it's exactly like knitting. If you look at the things like what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 and Luke chapter 12, he said, "The very hairs of your head are numbered." And in this scripture, he was comparing us to the sparrows. He said, you know, "Are not two sparrows sold for one copper coin, but yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge?" And he says, "The very hairs of your head are numbered. Are you not worth more than many sparrows?" He's talking about our importance, how important we are to the Father. And he says, the fact that the very hairs of our head are numbered shows us that we're important. But science has proven something much greater than that. It is not just the very hairs of our head that are numbered. If you look at DNA under a microscope, you see that there are 3 billion bits of information in every strand of DNA for every human being. Now, the fact that those are unique, individual, and inside of each of us, the fact that it spells out every aspect of our physical bodies, it tells you how tall you're going to be, what color your eyes are going to be, what color your hair is going to be, how you're going to grow. So many different things are right there in our DNA, beyond the number of hairs on your head. Way, way beyond that. I mean, 3 billion bits of information about the individual. That tells me that we're much more important than we ever thought we were. And it's not arrogance. That is revelation. It has been revealed to me that I am super important as an individual. And if you don't believe that about yourself, then I think you're missing something. The things that are inside of us are pretty amazing. There's a teacher named Chuck Missler. I found his videos on YouTube, and he talks about the Bible from the perspective of data analysis. That's the kind of business that he was in. He was into computers and statistics and those kinds of things. And when he talks about the Bible, he looks at it analytically, and he looks at also things in nature, including the human body. He has a great description of a human cell. He says it's like a factory, and he compares it to this Ford Motor Company factory that he worked for. And it's like the greatest factory that man has ever made. It's huge. I believe it's called the River Rouge factory. And he describes it, how many buildings it has. He describes that how the raw materials go into one end and how new cars come out the other end. How it's super efficient, and it's a place where they make their own glass, they make their own metal, they make their own ore. Like it's like the pinnacle of manufacturing. And he talks about the workers and the assembly lines and the different things, and how the human cell is even greater than this huge factory, this great factory that is amazing to behold. And he says, our individual cells and our bodies are greater than that factory, because they're carrying on all the same things. They're taking in raw materials, they're producing things, they're providing our bodies with what they need, depending on the type of cell that it is. But the human cell does something even more amazing than man has ever done in manufacturing, because every cell replicates itself. And he says this, and I thought it was pretty amazing, that it would be like this River Rouge factory, so grand, so large, so amazing, doing all the things that it does, plus replicating itself. No factory has ever done that. No human accomplishment has ever reached that level to where you can bring all these things together and manufacture and then replicate that. And cells do it all the time. Cells are always dividing, multiplying and dividing. They multiply themselves. They copy themselves. In fact, they copy each strand of DNA so that it can be put into a new nucleus. And the systems can grow. Like, you know, if you have like bone cells, the bone cells are multiplying and they're making new ones so that your bones can grow, and they're replacing old cells. And that's something else I think that's pretty miraculous that we haven't seen in human accomplishments. There's all this talk about artificial intelligence taking over and doing things that are going to change the way that we live. And that's pretty cool. I think it's awesome to see the technological advances, but these people who talk about these things, they infer that artificial intelligence is going to overtake human intelligence. And maybe, just maybe, they can do something that's pretty amazing, but I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can completely replace the intelligence of human beings with machine intelligence, because it's different. It's totally different. The way that our minds are built, the way that we compute and remember and identify things, and the way we interact with our world using our mind is pretty amazing. We actually make trillions of calculations every single day with our brains. And we also can do something that machines can't, and that is to identify emotions, to feel emotions, and to make decisions based on those things. It's a miracle if you look at it. The other thing that I see is that our bodies heal themselves. You know, I had a friend named Marcy, and we were in a business together. That's how I met her. And in this business, we were selling health products. And she was always saying, there's nothing magic in these bottles. There's nothing magic in the products that we sell. She said, the magic is here. And she would always pinch her arm, talking about in our human bodies. And she said, the miracle is in our bodies. We are making products to feed our bodies nutritious foods. She said, but that's all you have to do. You just have to feed the body what it needs, and the body actually heals itself. That was the miracle she was talking about. And it's pretty amazing, because just like she said, if that wasn't true, then we could not perform surgeries. Because to cut the body open, if it did not heal itself, then that would be the end of a person. Doing a surgery wouldn't make any sense. But it does. There's an entire medical community that performs surgeries every single day in our world. The reason why is because our bodies were made to heal themselves. You are made to heal yourself. Are you sick? Are you hurting? Just realize that healing is inside of you. You were made to be replicated, to grow, and to heal. Everything about us is miraculous. The fact that our temperature is self-regulating, that our digestive systems work really well to turn food into energy, in our bodies. There's so much inside of us. If you take each system individually, the cardiovascular system, if you take the skeletal system, the muscular system, and like I said, the digestive system, if you take the nervous system, the brain and the nerves and the nerve endings and all of these different things put together, it's put together so intricately, so amazingly, that I think it gives glory to God. The things that God has said in Scripture, I find to be true. And I find that science has actually put an exclamation point on what the Bible says, not a question mark. This is my view. And the reason I see it is because of the things that I've studied and the things that I've seen. And it's pretty amazing. Just check out online videos of molecular machines. Molecular machines inside of our cells. You'll see these little things that are walking around and carrying, I think it's ATP. It's carrying it around like on a little pathway, and it looks amazing. But there are machines inside of our cells that are made of molecules. Think of that. Think of how small they have to be. And if you see all the functions that they carry out, it's nothing less than a miracle. That's what I believe. That's what I see in science. And I find it to be amazing. This is the Morning Meditation Podcast. Thank you for listening.